This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. You've heard about music streaming service Spotify and how some artists have complained about royalty payments. Maybe you have dabbled with Pandora's algorithmic music recommendations or paid Google Music's all-you-can-hear monthly fee. And Jay-Z's music service Tidal, that strange launch event, seems hard to forget. Music streaming is already big business, but it's also about to get another big player. After buying Dr. Dre's Beats last year, Apple is expected to announce its own streaming service on Monday. Ahead of that announcement, Marketplace digital producer Tony Wagner has done some reporting and is here to chat. Hi, Tony.
Hey, Ben.
All right, what do we think we know about the Apple streaming service?
Well, you know, a lot of stuff has kind of leaked out ahead of the developers conference on Monday.
Sure.
And it looks pretty similar to what you're already getting from your titles, your Spotify's, $10 a month. For on-demand streaming on your phone and also, you know, on your desktop and everything.
This is not Apple's first time at the digital music rodeo, of course. They've been doing this for a while.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they didn't invent downloading MP3s, onesie, twosie, but I mean, they sure perfected it. But the way we consume music has changed a lot. I mean, with the advent of streaming, there's a song that you want to hear right now. You know, you're probably not going to go on to iTunes and plunk down 99 cents. To buy it right away, you're going to go to YouTube, or if you're, you know, a Spotify user or something like that, you're going to use that service.
I'm always going to YouTube, just like the kids do.
100%.
Will this eat into Apple's download sales on iTunes, though?
Yeah, I mean, look, I've had people tell me, you know, if a streaming service is doing its job right, you don't need to buy any music anymore. Eventually, Apple is probably going to cannibalize its own sales on iTunes, which are slipping. But Apple might not really care about that because Apple's whole thing, I mean, if you look, in hardware and software, music downloads, tablets. Apple's really good at taking stuff from the early adopters and then bringing it to the mainstream and sort of perfecting it, as some would say. And there's another big advantage Apple has, and I don't think I could say it better than this guy I talked to, Mark Mulligan. He's a music industry and tech analyst.
You know, Apple can afford to throw endless amounts of money at this and not worry about whether it's going to cover its costs. Spotify can't do that. Spotify is doing that, but on a limited timescale. At some stage or another, it's got to make it pay.
No one knows for sure what Apple's going to announce on Monday, but looking ahead as best we can, it seems like Apple is late to the party, but intentionally so, and they have a real advantage just based on size alone.
Marketplace's digital producer, Tony Wagner. Tony, thank you very much.
Thanks, Ben.
You can read Tony's piece with much more reporting on music streaming services at marketplace.org.